Shalom Aleichem, everyone. As we prepare for Shabbos Parshas B'chukaisai, the Shabbos of Chazak, Chazak v'Nischazek, and hope to be mechazek ourselves towards the upcoming Chag HaShavuos, which is within sight. We're going to bench Rosh Chodesh Sivan Amit Hashem. Today, I got the Levi Aliyah, which is something that often happens in Shul, and I noticed a surprise. It seems to me every year they add some new words to the parasha that I didn't notice the year before. And I noticed the following. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises in Mechukaisai Teileichu, Hashem promises in Masati Sholem Ba'aretzichem, that you'll have peace in the land. Which of course, Rashi says, Amen Sholem Ein Klum. Sholem is very, very important. And then it says, V'ratzu Mikem Chamisha Meya, that five of you are going to chase after 100 of the enemy. Now, that seems to be inconsistent. If there's going to be peace, why do five of you have to run after 100 of the enemy? Yester Me'aliyah, Yester Bakayre. He said, he doesn't know. I said, well, you just read it. So, we opened up in Mekoris Gedalos. And, of course, there are the Rechaim HaKadosh does, by Merk, does mention. So, let me first tell you, Nasati Sholem Ba'aretzichem, both the Ramban and the Rechaim HaKadosh say, the main Sholem Ba'aretzichem is between Yidden. That's the main bracha of Nasati Sholem Ba'aretzichem, the main Sholem in Klum. Basically, it's the idea that in Klal Yisrael there has to be Sholem. Now, that's Emes, and it's Emes of Pshat, the Ramban says it. It's one of the Pshatim in the Rechaim HaKadosh. However, we also know that the Gemara Darshan, the cherev leisaver ba'aretzichem, afilu cherev shel sholem. It's talking about other nations' swords. To Lamaisa, it's true that nasati sholem ba'aretzichem is primarily among Jews, but still, there is a promise that if there's the chukai se teleichu, that there won't be enemy armies by Klal Yisrael. And therefore, the question still begs an answer. I'd like to offer an answer by mentioning something from Parshas Behar. There we had a similar kasha. In Parshas Behar, it tells Klal Yisrael that if you're going to keep Shemitah properly, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bless you. Even if you'll have the same amount of Torah for 3 years as you normally have for 1 year, don't worry about it. It'll stretch, it'll last. There'll be bracha in the amount that you have. And then the pasuk tells us that maybe you're going to say, you're going to be worried. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you're going to have Torah that's going to last you for 3 years. So to question the same similar question, the first Rashi explains, the pasuk is telling us you'll have the bracha of not needing more. And then the pasuk itself says, v'asas hatfur l'shleish hashanim. And the well-known answer, which is given there, is the following. There are two levels of Klal Yisrael. Somebody is a Baal B'Tochen on a higher madrega. See, he's going to have the schus of Eichel Kima Umisparach Beneyev. He may have less, but it'll have a bracha. He'll do well. He'll be more than adequate for what he needs. If someone's going to ask, Man Eichel, he's not quite on that madrega. So then there's a second level, schar. And that's a schar. Now, both level people are going to have plenty to eat, plenty to live on. But the second one's going to have to work three times as hard to have for 3 years. He's going to have to work two times as hard if it's for 2 years, and he's going to have to work harder for it. So we learn from there, there's the higher level promise, and there's the lower level promise, which is that you'll have plenty. Returning to our parasha, it may be that it's the same thing. In the Chukai Se Teleichu, if you be Amelim B'Torah, the Nasati Shalom Ba'aretzichem. The ideal thing is there won't have to be any wars, there won't have to be any battles. Nasati Shalom Ba'aretzichem, you're going to be able to have a peace in your land. You know, some people are not on that madrega. Then they're the good people, but they're not on that madrega. For them, v'rot v'mikem chamisha meya, we're saying, okay, not everyone's in the madrega of an asati sholim ba'atzachem. So for you, I'll give you a second bracha, a second level bracha. A level bracha of what? Of, you'll go to war, but you'll win your wars. This is a beer in the two brachas in this week's parasha. Now, whether you go with this or with a different teretz, the yisayit is emes. The yisayit is true that when Kal Yisrael is zeicha, we avoid war. We don't have to go to war. When Kal Yisrael are amelim b'teira, when more and more yidden work hard and they're learning, they're oisik in melcham teshel teira, when Kal Yisrael is zeicha to periods of peace. Sometimes we're not on that level. We have to go to war. And we go to war, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a blessing, we daven that all of the soldiers who go to war should succeed in helping Klal Yisrael. We daven for the protection of our soldiers. But we have to not forget that there are two aspects of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's the aspect of those who are Amelim B'Taira, whose schus should help to avoid war. There should be periods of peace and prosperity. And then there's the second level, the level of people who are zeicha, that they should have atzlacha when going to battle. And both are very, very significant. And we hope that Eretz Yisrael, with its source of so many B'nai Torah and so many Kol Yungalite, should have the source of a Nasati Sholem Ba'artzachem, going to battle with all the challenges they have to do now. And Nebuchadnezzar Karbonis is not wonderful. Even when you win the battle, it's not wonderful. War is a terrible thing. And we hope we should be zeicha to the higher level, Nasati Sholem Ba'artzachem, which will come when more and more Yidden in Eretz Yisrael will be in the Kailim, Amelim B'Tayr, but really putting in their time, putting in their effort to be Masliach in their learning. Let's move on to a second thought on this week's parasha. And this takes us back to our yeshiva years. In Perichav Zayin Pasuk Tes, Vim Behema Sheyakrivu, Mimenu Karban Lashem, Kol Shitim Mimenu Lashem Yeyakaydish. The Gemara learns from this in Erech and Daf Hei. A Chiddush, if someone says the head of my animal should be Hegdish, the only Magdish, the head of the animal, or any Eversha Neshama Tuyaba, or any part of the animal which the life of the animal is dependent upon, so then there's something called Hispashtus. The Kedusha spreads to the whole animal. The whole animal becomes Kaddish. So if you Mekaddish Eversha Neshama Tuyaba, the whole animal becomes Kaddish. If you Mekaddish just a foot or just a leg or a hand, that's a separate dispute in the Gemara. But certainly, there's a concept of Hispashtus. In Kedushin Dav Zayin, we have a Chiddush Gadol. The Gemara says, if a man says to a woman, Chesech Mekudeshes Li, half of you should be married to me. So the Gemara says, Nifshay Kedusha Bekula, we should have his Pashtos, the woman should be totally married to him. Milei Tanan, didn't we learn, and it brings the din of Evesha Neshama Tuyaba. Pella. The Gemara is taking a halacha that says by animals of Hegdish and asking it should apply to Hegdish, it should apply to Kedushin as well. And Tosfos says that it doesn't say a pasuk by Isha. This pasuk in this week's parasha from which we learn this parasha is talking about an animal. And therefore, actually Rashi is already medangdek, that it depends if a man marries a woman Belosh and Kiddushin. You can say Hariat Mukadeshusli. Say Hariat Muresusli. There are different languages. Hariat Li Leisha. If he uses a Losh and Hariat Mukadeshus, if he does it that way, then the Gemara is suggesting that there should be a din of his Pashtas. This is what it says in the Gemara. In the Yeshiva years when we're learning this Sugya, we learned the Shari Yosha, Reb Shimon is in the Dharam, Simon Tazayan, Rabbi Chanan. So we learned that there are two ways to learn the concept of Hispashtus. What happens? You have an animal, you say the head should be Hegdish. One way to learn is it's a din in the Chalais HaKadusha. When the head of the animal becomes Hegdish, it sort of spreads to the whole animal. When the main part of the animal is Kaidish, so then the whole animal becomes Kaidish. That's one way to learn. It's a din of Hispashtus in the animal. The second way to learn, and that is that it's a din, his pasha is a din in the dibor, meaning when a person says the head is hakaidish, we understand his words. He's talking about the head, but that itself has a spashtus to the whole animal, as if he said the whole animal is kaidish. So it could be a spashtus is in the animal, it could be a spashtus is in the dibor. So these are two ways to learn, and that's kamina. Davne Meluim says, does Hataras Nedarim help? By his pashtus. If you say the animal is kaidish, Hataras Nedarim helps, if you have a good reason. What about if you say the head is kaidish and it spreads? So Davne Meluim holds that you can't do that. It doesn't help. Why? Because he learns it's a pashtus in the chalais, meaning you are magdish only the head. The rest of it is hispashate, because the Torah said it's hispashate. Reb Shimon, and the Chiddush Reb Shimon, and the Darim Tezayin disagrees. Presumably, but not certainly, presumably, he also says, in his pashtus in the Dibur itself. L'maisa, it's a difficult sugya. One thing is very, very clear. And that is that the Kedusha, the holiness, has a special ability to spread. In whatever manner you learn that it spreads because there's a special ability of Kedusha to spread only under limited circumstances. When we say that it applies to marriage, we're making the dinim of marriage similar to holiness. We're making it similar to Kedusha. The Kayach Hispashtus should apply to marriage as well. But Rashi tries to say it doesn't apply to everybody. It doesn't apply to everyone who gets married. It depends in what language you get married. You get married in Lashon of Kedushin. If you understand that marriage is holiness, then there's a hispashtus. Then there's a spread of the Kedusha. There's something very meaningful in this idea, in this concept. And at the very least, I hope I've reminded you of a Geshmak HaSugya and Kedushin Dav Zayin. Once upon a time, we used to get there. As a matter of fact, we got there usually 2 months into this man, and it was a very Geshmak HaSugya of hispashtus. And with that, I want to wish everyone a wonderful Shabbos, Kodesh Pashas B'chu Kaisai, a Shabbos Mavarchan, Kodesh Sivan. We daven for Shalom Ba'artzachem. We daven for Shalom in Artzeinu HaKadosh. A good Shabbos to one and all.